Okay, so welcome back down onto the dock. You're gonna make me cry. Welcome back down onto the dock. I'm joined with Ian Walker, the skipper of Abu Dhabi Ocean Racing. 3.5 days, one mission, and you succeeded. You kept your closest rivals one boat apart mathematically, and huge congratulations. You are, as long as you finish the next leg, the winner of the Volvo Ocean Race. How does it feel, Ian?
You're the first person that said that. I don't think it's really sunk in yet. It's funny, we sort of crossed the finishing line and we all went quiet. Everyone was like, is that it? Have we done it? But no, I can't thank the team enough. You know, we've never broken anything on our boat. You know, the shore team have done such a fantastic job. And, you know, we made a plan a year and a half ago or whatever, and we just carried out the plan, and nothing derailed the plan. And the main bit of the plan was to hire the best people we could in every role and then trust them to do their job. And we did that, and the shore team, the sailing team. I bet they're going nuts in Abu Dhabi. I can't wait to speak to everybody in Abu Dhabi.
So I believe, as far as I'm concerned, that this edition of the race is about resilience. And you guys have shown that. You know, the campaign from last edition could not be more different for this edition. You've stuck to your guns and you've absolutely done that. But are we going to see celebrations here, or are you going to wait and for Gothenburg and to really, really see this race through, being as competitive as I know you are?
Well, first of all, we have to see the final results from this leg and look at the notice board. And you're right, the race hasn't finished. You know, we've got another leg to do. This is no time for going nuts. We've got another leg to race, and we want to do the best we can, like in every race we do. It doesn't matter if it's a pro-am, an import race, leg nine, whatever. We always want to do a good job. And so, yeah, don't worry. We'll keep our heads switched on and try and do as best we can on the last leg, and then maybe by then it will have sunk in. But I have to thank the Tourism and Culture Authority in Abu Dhabi, principally for standing by Jamie, Phil and I after the disappointment of last race, and to stand by us and work with us, and we do work very closely on everything, and then for it to come true, that's the first thing you think about, is all the decisions you've made, all the trust that's been put in you, and it can be rewarded.
So I love the fact that the first thing that you said to me was, oh no, do I have to sing the team song now? Well, the answer to that is yes, you do. Do you want to tell the public what you agreed to? I believe back in Cape Town, was it?
Well, my daughters kept learning the raps to our team song, and so I said that if we won the race, I'd sing the first verse at the tip of the team song at the prize giving. So.
I believe it was the entire song, not the first verse. You're not getting out of it that easily.
I think it was the first verse, but anyway.
Well, congratulations, Ian Walker, skipper of Abu Dhabi Ocean Racing. You are the winner of the Volvo Ocean Race. Congratulations.
Sounds good, thank you.
Awesome.